Well, welcome everybody to Off the Field podcast number 75. You look to my left, you see the great man known as DPF, Diving Padres fan. That's DPF. What y'all know him as, but I know him as my good friend, Taylor. How you been, dude?
Pretty good. You know, I am honored to be here.
Thank you. Well, thank you for coming on Off the Field podcast episode number 75.
Muchas gracias.
The three-quarter mark to 100. Yeah. It's a beautiful milestone.
Yeah. It's great to see you guys going this far.
Thank you, man. I can't wait to hit 100.
It's great to have you on, and might I say, your voice is mighty, mighty beautiful. I always thought you had a very high, like, opera voice.
Yeah, I never get that.
No?
Never?
But
a lot of people didn't know I could talk.
I know.
But let it be known here first, I can talk.
We can officially, definitely, finally confirm that you are not mute.
100%.
Wow.
To those viewers, this is his real voice. No modulator, no nothing.
I can't believe we were lied to all those years. So what, bro? Like, you could just talk this whole time?
Yeah.
Who gave Bobby the idea to just run with it?
Him, probably his. It was in his own thoughts. I don't know. He never ran it by me or anything. It just, I just kind of fit the part of the quiet guy. Yeah, just kind of an easy part to play, you know?
I mean, you've always kept to yourself for the most part when I've known you all these years.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it makes sense. But Bobby really ran with it. Bobby said, you're just going to be mute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I hate to break it to all of you that all these years later, if you still thought DPF was mute and had no voice, that is a lie. He can talk. And anybody who watched my videos all those years ago knew that. The famous gas station, Kleshka Vlog, everyone learned. I think that was the first time where fans were actually like, wait, what?
That was a personal favorite of mine.
Yeah.
I love that one.
That was actually just an actor that I hired to do a voiceover of you mouthing words.
Yeah. But the stuff that you you put in between the videos, that was all real.
Are you talking about the second time I went back?
Oh,
when
yeah.
I was like, oh, where have you been this whole time?
Yeah, yeah. That's the one.
And you know what's crazy? One of the things we said you did, and it's actually the thumbnail of that vlog, we said you beat the Freeze because he was just blowing up at the time.
Yeah.
And we had the Freeze on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should have reunited.
Yeah. If only, man. You could have been like, hey, remember that one time when I beat you?
Yeah.
That would have been perfect.
I know, right?
I'd love to see it happen live for the pod again. We can just run a race outside.
Yeah. make it happen.
We'll have to fly you back in from Utah and fly him back in from Atlanta. We'll see when your schedules match up.
Yeah.
Now, you want to tell everybody what kind of became a thing for you at Dodger Films, your whole name, Diving Padres fan, and we can finally break that down, especially the PF part. Padres fan, I want to say you're not even a Padres fan.
No.
You can tell by the hat and this, what I'm wearing, it was all just a ploy. I was just pretending. DPF, I know that's the name. I know you guys know Diving Padres fan. But it was just by accident. Because what were you wearing that day?
I was wearing a Padres sweatshirt.
That's right. And what'd you do?
Just happened to dive, catch a ball.
Yeah. In your first game.
Yeah.
Do you always dive? Whether it's you're getting, let's say, I don't know, something from the grocery store, pick something up from the floor.
Absolutely.
Is that all you do?
Yeah.
Picking up the kids from school.
Exactly.
Just dive on the concrete.
You never know when you have to dive.
But yes, not a Padres fan. That's why I started this with the Padres jersey and had the truth underneath. Oh. Just like the truth has been hidden from all of you about him being mute, about him being a Padres fan. It's all been a scheme. Angels fan. So what I want to know is you are here visiting and you and your wife got to go to the Angels game. Just you two, which is the first time in how long?
Well, first Angel game together, just us two since like 2017.
Yeah.
But first major league game since like 2019.
Yeah. And you guys got to spend the whole game because the kids were taken care of.
Yes.
And so you saw a pretty great game, man. Yeah. And how about that walk off?
That was amazing.
Beautiful.
So with this new squad, this new roster, not counting Trout, who's one of your favorite guys from the new squad that we have going right now?
It's got to be Ohapi. Ohapi or Neto.
I mean, love them.
Those guys are just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I specifically want to talk about that night, that Ohapi play in the ninth. The one where he threw.
Yeah,
from,
yeah, yeah.
And then Guillorme with the tag.
That was
my
sick.
My God.
I nonstop replay that. I was in awe.
Did you see my story of what I put?
Did you put like, I'm so wet?
Oh.
I said, this play made me pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a great play. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Where were you sitting?
I was sitting in section 107. That's like field level.
Dude.
Row E. So pretty close to the field.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, obviously, loyal Angels fan. We've made that clear now. The hoodie, the one that got you the name of Diving Padres fan, you still got it?
I think so. I think it's in my closet somewhere.
Yeah, I wanted to ask because I still have my whole OG outfit. Like, if I wanted to, well, okay, whole OG Spidey outfit. I don't think I have, like, my first game ever outfit.
You don't have a default skin?
No. No, back when I had no name.
You were just... Oh, Angels fan.
Well, because back then, Bobby didn't put everything in. He didn't put every at-bat. He didn't put every pick. So, like, for the first couple, I got cut around.
Well,
like,
it's kind of funny, too, because the first, like, when Dodger Films was first, like, at least the softball was first started.
Yeah.
Basically, if you made an impression, whatever you were wearing, that was your nickname.
I learned very quickly. I learned because of you. Your first game, you got your name.
Yeah.
And so since I hadn't been put on the radar yet, I was like, oh, I see what he's doing. And I kind of formed it myself.
There
so,
you go.
But like I have the OG sleeves, the OG shirt, the OG pants, hat, like everything.
Wait, another thing about that, it's kind of funny. The whole I got this thing.
Well, that's in the notes.
Well, bring it up now just because.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know.
Go ahead.
That's a classic line from the show George Lopez.
I got this.
Yeah.
But the
Angie.
Funny, that's right. The funny thing about that, though, in softball is we were playing a game,
mm-hmm.
and I was batting before Spidey.
Before.
and Bobby comes up in a camera on my face. Oh, I don't remember what he said, but I'm like, I got this. And I just, like, got out or whatever.
You flew out.
Yeah,
something
like that.
I went to go check it today because, like I just said, I put this in the notes, and we're definitely going to talk about this story. And I was like, all right, let's see what he did because that's all true. He said it before me.
Dude, no.
And he flew out to left. Bobby doesn't even put you in it at all. He literally just shows like 2 seconds before it's caught. And then it's me walking up to the plate. And he's like, ah, oh, man, what are you going to do, Spidey? And I'm just like, I got this. And I remember being on deck and I was like, hey, he didn't get it, but I'm going to get it.
No, you got it, man.
And then I got it. And then I, you know, drove in the winning run, final score 4-3, hit to right field. I totally did not just watch the video like earlier today. But yeah,
clearly.
Fun fact there. DPF said it before I did, but you didn't get it, bro.
No.
If you got this, you got to get it.
That's right. I don't got this.
Hey, that can be your tagline. We'll be like mortal enemies. I got this and I don't got this.
That's right.
Fight till the end of time.
What about I don't want this?
I don't want this.
I don't need this.
Oh!
Is that aura?
Dude, that's stupid aura.
Did he just increase like 500 aura?
No, that was 1,000.
For sure. Becoming a dad, do you start to lose out on all the terms of the newer generation? 100%. Do you know what we're saying when we're saying aura?
Nope. No idea. I was thinking maybe IQ, but it's 200 IQ play.
It's like street IQ, you know?
It's basically like, see, like, I don't know, like, how you portray, like...
Okay, look at the screen. Damian Priest, he's got a little bit of aura.
We have Monday Night Raw on right now, on mute.
He's got a little bit of aura, but if Undertaker comes in...
Oh, see, yeah, there you
everybody's
go.
Everybody's like...
Oh, he knows WWE terms, so, yeah, Undertaker, like, 2007, he had aura, bro.
That's the aura you want.
Max aura.
Like, Batista aura, you want Kane aura, you don't want Scotty Too Hotty aura.
Hornswoggle.
You don't want Hornswoggle. You don't want Matt Hardy. You want Jeff Hardy.
No aura.
You know, I just watched a WrestleMania video. Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Of like 2000. I think it was 2000 or something. With Scotty Too Hotty. They're all dancing with
Rikishi.
What was his name? Rikishi and I forgot the other guy's name. Jerry Lawler's son.
Oh.
That was his son, by the way.
Scotty Too Hotty?
No. The other guy.
I'm trying to remember.
Swag.
Swaggy P?
No.
Oh, my God. It's going to piss me off. That
I don't know.
Swag P?
No, maybe it wasn't even Swag.
I was going to say Swag around in the 2000s?
No, because he was part of their clique.
Yeah.
He was part of the wrestling like stable.
Grandmaster.
The grandfather?
Grandmaster Funk?
Grandmaster. I don't know. Something like that.
Don't matter. But, yeah, you want to have aura. Okay.
Gotcha.
We don't have children yet, so like the words like we still keep up with. So we got you.
Well, and you're hanging around a lot of young kids, too, with Dodger
fans. Hey, hey, whoa.
That's not, whoa.
Worked out a little better.
Okay. I want to, just for the record, Austin's the one older hanging out. Austin's hanging out with the young kids, not me. Baldo is clear of this.
What he means is a softball. There's all kinds of age groups.
Sure.
We're a very diverse group.
But, yes, I want to know. DPF is the name you were most commonly called. If you could change that and have control of creating a new name, would you? Or are you okay with DPF?
I vibe with DPF.
Yeah.
I probably couldn't come up with a cooler name anyway.
Do you have a favorite like variation of DPF?
Probably HPF.
Yeah. Who doesn't love homering?
Yeah, it's always fun to hit a homer.
Oh, yeah. I personally liked LPF. LPF was classic.
LPF. Yeah.
That was lefty Padres fan.
Yeah.
I didn't really do anything LPF, so didn't stick.
See, LPF has no aura.
No.
HPF has all the aura.
That's right.
So that's what I always liked about your name is it had adaptivity to whatever you're doing. You could just change that first letter and you're a whole new you. I'm Spidey.
Yeah.
I'm Spidey and Spider-Man.
You can't forget.
Oh, yeah. That aura, unmatchable.
Exactly. Of course. And same here. Like, you can't really change from Mobo.
I mean, it's kind of hard to mess with four letters. You can probably put Boom.
Yeah, you can mix them around.
You can do Boom.
The one that's always sold on, and I don't think I've ever heard Bobby use this. How has he not once said when you hit a home run, Mobo just hit a Mo Bomb?
Never.
He's got no aura.
No, Bobby, no aura?
Apparently not.
No aura at all.
Like, bro, I say that in softball franchise all the time, and I'm like, how have you? It's right. It's a layup.
He's missing it. I don't know. He's not paying attention.
Literally just take the M and the B and add it to the end.
Mm-hmm. Mo Boom.
I literally don't understand. It's like the easiest like tagline ever. But
I think it'll look better on a shirt.
Mobo Mo Bomb.
Mobo Mo Bomb.
Mo Bomba. Yeah.
That might be a copyright issue, but I like that.
Off the field podcast merch.
Yeah.
Oh. Mobo with the Mo Bomb?
Mo Bomb.
Mo Bomb. Or just, yeah, Mo Bomb. And maybe I would make like a giant bomb. And then we bring a real bomb here. And then.
Whoa, take it easy, man.
And then we bring like a professional bomb diffuser. And he has to diffuse it before the podcast ends.
Bring some tension.
We're going to do like a real. Like, do you even do your job, bro? Come on.
Or else there's going to be a real Mo Bomb. Yeah.
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 He got my attention.
And then we play that podcast at the airport.
You know, he got my attention right now with that one. Wow.
You might have other people's attention too.
Just a little bit. You think so? But yeah. Well, now I'm trying to figure out where I need to be in my notes because he skipped right ahead to the I got this part. Did you know I was going to bring that up?
No. It just kind of happened.
Yeah.
He felt it.
Yeah.
He felt with
you felt my aura.
Exactly.
Now, a lot of people ask me how I started playing in Dodger films. My answer every time is DPF told me, or my friend told me. If people are like, who? And I'm like, my friend, come on.
No.
Come on, are you even an OG? Do you even like go back into the 2017 days?
Yeah, come on, man.
And I think we got to ask, if you're the reason I found out and started playing, then how did you find out?
Well, I kind of watched a little bit of Dodger films. Because I liked seeing his perspective when he was at the games.
Yeah, the home run catching days.
Yeah, and then I just happened to see a couple softball videos that he posted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, that looks fun.
Yeah.
So I texted you,
yeah,
and I'm like, hey, there's this guy on YouTube filming softball videos. You want to go one day?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he was posting meetups on like Instagram, so it was public, to the public.
Yeah.
So we had all the times and the addresses, and I'm like, hey, you want to go one day at like 7 in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
Or like 9 in the morning, whatever time it was.
Early.
Yeah. God. And he's like, sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just kind of showed up, and I guess the rest is history.
It's weird. I don't know what keyword. I can definitely find the text because I don't delete my text, so nobody ever crossed me, all right? Because I have every receipt.
Yeah.
But I can go back if I just search probably like softball or Dodger or something, and it would come up. And I remember reading it not too long ago, and you said, have you ever heard of the guy that catches home runs at Dodger games? And I swear I didn't. I'd never heard of Dodger films, Bobby. But for some reason, I replied to you and said yes.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Probably didn't give you the best description. I mean...
I kind of want to try and find it.
I'm just guessing it went like this. hey, have you heard of the guy that catches home runs at Dodger Stadium? And then you're like, yeah.
It was something just like that.
It's got to be just that.
It's coming back to me now.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So were you just, I mean, you were on YouTube and just kind of go down the rabbit hole of like baseball stuff and then stumble upon Bobby's channel? Like, how do you even go about?
Oh, back then too. I don't know when he started going to games, but a lot of times before the Dodgers went to like Sportsnet LA or whatever they're at now, when they were on Prime Ticket, I'd usually watch the Angels game.
Damn.
And I would watch the Dodgers game if the Angels weren't playing.
A little pause really quick. I'm looking at our old text and I'm so far back. We're talking about Sam Bradford.
Oh, wow.
Sam Bradford.
Old QB.
There's a name you haven't heard in a while.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So I kind of liked watching the games on TV and then seeing it from his perspective, actually filming at the games. So he posts a video, whatever, saying like, oh, I can't film my games anymore. I'm like, well, that sucks. And then I saw a video of him posted on YouTube playing softball. I'm like, oh, I'll check that out. I like softball. I like, you know, it's kind of like baseball, but
it's fun
for semi-pros.
Of course.
Like us, yeah.
We're very, very peak athletes.
Yeah.
You know.
Damn, I'm like back in the day of where we didn't have like well earned income yet. I found a text like, okay, I'll ask for money. Damn.
Dude, I'm trying to figure out the last time I like wanted to get money was for like my yearbook.
You remember Jerry DePoto, our old GM?
Oh, did I text you saying I saw him at work?
He said, dude, Jerry DePoto just came in my work. It's 2015.
Jerry DePoto?
Perry Mnison, before Perry Mnison.
Well, before, what the hell was his name?
I honestly, oh, wait. Oh, here
he's
we go.
He was with the Mets.
I found it. It was November 21st, 2015.
Damn.
Was the day he texted me. He said, do you know the guy on YouTube called Dodger Films?
Oh, see.
The guy that catches, or the guy that would go to Dodger games and film them. And like I said, I didn't. I swear I didn't. And he said, and I said, yes, sir.
Oh, my.
And he said, well, these past couple Saturdays, he's been doing softball games at parks. And depending on the time, would you want to go with me? They look fun and a lot of people show up. God, I was so blunt. I said, hell yeah. And then he said, okay, cool. I don't know when and where it will be, but I'll check Instagram before next Saturday. And I said, okie dokie. And that's how I found out.
Yeah.
I'm going to screenshot that so y'all can read along with me. But yeah, what about you? I'm assuming me and him both know the answer already, but how did you find out?
You know, I have no clue. No, I'm kidding. Cap was, I think, I want to say 2 or 3 months in playing. He had taken a mutual that we knew from high school.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, he took him to go play. It was like another big guy named Chris. Do you remember him at all?
No.
Chris?
You don't. He wore like a burgundy
sweater.
What?
Really?
Sounds familiar.
I mean, dead ass. His name is Chris. He was like a bigger, like,
you weren't the
guy.
First Cap friend?
No, I was not the first
Cap friend. Wow, I thought you were.
Did you go by Chris?
Rip Cap a new one. I actually don't know what he went as. He probably went as Chris. I'm not entirely too sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, that's how I learned about it. I know he had gone, I think, for one or two games with them. And then after he was like, hey, he doesn't want to go anymore. Do you want to go?
You want to sub in?
Pretty much.
Wow.
That's wild. You were the replacement.
I feel
unbelievable.
Like I feel violated.
Taylor, you and I have actually known each other for many years now, over a decade.
Wow. Y'all are unks.
I believe seventh grade.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to make sure I got that right. Do you remember exactly how we met? I literally think it's just because we both knew Mikey.
Yeah, I want to say it is because of Mikey.
Yeah. So Mikey was one of my friends. He went to the same elementary school as me, but Taylor did not go to the same elementary school as us. But you and Mikey played peewee football together for many years, right?
Yeah.
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 And then we all ended up going to the same middle school. And then, you know, he just kind of brought him into our friend group. And then that created my friend group for the test of time, basically. And we had a lot of fun memories growing up. Playing wiffle ball outside your house was one of my favorite memories that we would always do.
Yeah,
and awesome. Recording wild videos in your family office, playing with that plush football.
Yeah.
You know exactly where I'm going with
a certain bed.
A certain broken bed.
That
broken?
That may or may not have been caused by You.
Me?
Yeah. You know what you did.
It was totally not my fault. It was 100% my fault. He had this little family office, right?
Okay.
And it was literally just like a guest room bed that was like the only furniture in there. And then was the desk like built into the wall or was it popped up?
It was like a little nook or something.
Yeah. And it had like a Mac on it. And we would literally just hit record on the Mac camera.
Yeah.
And we'd had this little plush football. And we literally either try to make like crazy catches or we'd just like spike it at each other.
As hard as we could.
Yeah.
And y'all just did this for hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's how we could entertain ourselves back then, bro.
Yeah. Those were simpler times.
They really were.
I like it. I think at that time I fell on my bike around that time.
Well, it's okay. Sweater got hit by a car around that time.
See, Sweater was, I was on a bike like Sweater, but I didn't get hit
yeah.
by a car like Sweater.
But yeah, he tossed one like over the bed. And so I dove.
God.
And then you just hear,
oh,
and dude,
my.
We have this throwback channel God. With a couple of videos from that
oh,
on there.
Yeah.
That one's not on there.
I'm actually subscribed to that channel.
So am
just
I.
Just for fun. Just
so
to see the whole videos.
Yeah, to go. Because, you know, if I unsubscribe, it's going to be impossible to find them.
My
yeah.
favorite's, what was it called? Dr. Swag?
Dr. Pimp. I don't even know whose idea that was, but.
I think it was me.
Was it?
Yeah. Because I got, like, the flip video camera, and I was, like, obsessed with, like, wanting to film stuff.
Yeah, we did some Wiffle ball videos with that one.
We did, indeed. We just set it up on the brick wall. I remember when I got, or no, we did that on purpose when we hit it and it fell into the plants.
Yeah.
But
I swung and missed to make it look like.
To look like it was on accident.
The bat or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been staging content since I was in middle school.
That's insane.
You're born to do this.
Born for it. But yeah, made the diving catch on the bed and then you hear, and it goes silent. And we didn't post this one on the channel. I wish we did. But it goes silent. And he just goes, Austin. What'd you do? And, you know, being irresponsible children, we didn't tell anybody.
Oh.
The bed was set up on like little like legs and then wheels. And just one of them broke. So we're like, okay, if we just straighten it out and we just leave it, it'll be fine.
And did it work?
Did your dad find it the next day?
I don't know how we found out, honestly, but he told me he did.
Yeah.
And then the next time you came over... He answered the door
with
a knife, and he's like, "Oh, hey, Austin."
No, he didn't.
He was just doing dishes, but
of course.
Well, perfect timing.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
He had to show his dominance.
Do you remember what he told? Do you remember like when he approached you? Because obviously, I went home.
Yeah,
and
honestly, no. Weirdly enough, he wasn't even mad about it. He just like was like, "Hey, I saw that video. I know what you guys did." So.
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
We thought we were slick.
We did.
Yeah. Y'all got cooked.
Like, he'll never catch us. Yeah. There's no proof.
No way.
I honestly didn't think your dad was tech savvy enough to pull up the video.
He's gotten better. He can text.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was he bad at that?
Well, I don't think he had a phone that could text back then.
Was it just straight like Nokia?
Where you had to hit 1-3 times to type out C?
Yeah, yeah.
Those were the good old days.
My goodness. Well, growing up, I'm a PlayStation kid now. Mobo's a PlayStation guy now.
Since birth.
Yeah, you've been rocking with. You've been loyal.
I've had the PS1, 2, 3, 4, and now the 5.
Jeez.
Hoping for the 6.
Well, Taylor and I, we were Xbox 360 kids. And we definitely played a lot of games growing up. But I mainly only remember playing these three a ton, like as friends and in a group.
Okay.
So... which one was your favorite? Modern Warfare 2, Halo 3, or Madden? We had a lot of funny memories on all those games.
Well, Modern Warfare 2, I remember giving away to somebody because
what?
Commando pissed me off. The new tubes pissed me off.
Me and you hated Modern Warfare 2, but I loved Modern Warfare. The one before, Call of Duty 4, loved that one.
That was like what got me into online gaming.
You guys didn't play any, like, Black Ops?
I mean...
that was probably my favorite.
Black Ops?
Yeah.
I figured you guys would be, like, Black Ops or Black Ops 2 at most.
I stopped around Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, that's after 2.
Yeah, I didn't play Advanced Warfare
at
all.
That was, like, the last one I played.
Black Ops 2 was, like, the only Call of Duty I ever really played. Growing up, get this, my parents didn't believe in gun games or, like, military games, but they let me play Grand Theft Auto.
I remember my first iPod, I downloaded the gun app. to where you just tap it and it goes like.
Yeah.
But I mean, dude, our whole friend group, I would say, was Call of Duty obsessed until a certain point.
Oh, I remember when we would play Black Ops, we'd always go to private matches and play Michael Myers, and that was probably the most fun I've ever had.
I swear, did any of you have like a childhood? Everybody I talked to with softball.
Is that basic? Oh, hold up, the camera.
Up the camera, ladies and gentlemen. Well, you're still here with me and Taylor, but yeah, Michael Myers. I kind of need. Oh, the phone. Headphones. I kind of need a refresher on that one. I remember the game.
Yeah.
And how did you play it again?
So one person is Michael Myers, so they can only use a knife. And there's however many other people that would hide.
Yeah.
And Michael Myers would have to find and kill each person until there was one person left. Yeah. And then at that point, the other person could use their knife and
try to kill
him. Yeah. Be basically one-on-one.
Yeah. You never played that?
No, I figured it was exactly like Slasher.
Dude, we played that all the time, bro. All the time. Oh. I remember specifically, I don't know if you remember, but me and you, mainly you, I don't remember anybody else, would play Halo 3, and we'd go and like make our own maps.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'd like just fight on those maps.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I remember doing that a lot.
That was fun.
What were some of your maps called?
I don't remember.
You remember any? Not even one?
No.
No, I didn't name them. Let's put a crate map here. Map one. Some stairs here. All
let's put a shipping container up here.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And it was always in that indoor, like.
Yeah, I forget what it was called.
Yeah. It's a garage for planes. What are they called again?
Hangar?
Hey, it'd be like in a hangar, and we just build in there.
Okay, who was better between you two?
I don't know. We just throw shit together and just be like, "All right, fight."
Yeah.
And then I grab my Needler or whatever and go ham.
Needler?
Yeah, that was like the only Halo I played too. I didn't like play the other ones.
I grew up playing Halo, so it came natural to me.
Well versed. Yeah. A natural alien.
These days Halo isn't so hot.
No. No.
Remember when Destiny was like the hottest thing you could play too?
I remember when people thought Destiny was going to be like the biggest thing ever.
Yeah. And it was for like
Months?
I never played it.
Yeah, I never played it.
I didn't play it. Never had the console.
I kind of had the thought of wanting to play a few more story games now that are blowing up. I kind of want to get into Red Dead. I never played Red Dead.
Play Uncharted. Uncharted is so good.
Is it?
I highly recommend that.
I hated the movie.
Yeah?
I didn't see the movie. I didn't want to bother with it. It looked a little demoralizing.
It's stupid.
Did you really play Uncharted?
No.
Oh.
I don't know anything about it, but I watched the movie. Spoilers, they fly a
I saw
a
the
ship.
Movie. I saw the movie.
They fly the ship.
Yeah. Fly a pirate ship.
Yeah.
No, I'm capping. I want to say there might be something with the story, but I don't remember the story too.
Do you remember the game right Dead Island?
Yeah.
It's
like dark blue with like zombies in the front, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dead Island 2 came out like a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Never played it.
I played a little bit.
Oh, you know what game me and you also really liked? L.A. Noir.
Oh, yeah.
You remember? We both liked that.
That wasn't a multiplayer game, though.
I know. So. They didn't give it multiplayer.
And they didn't come out with a second one. So.
Was that kind of like Mafia?
It was like 1940s GTA.
It was made by Rockstar.
Yeah.
But it was like a completely different game than they'd ever released before.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, you couldn't just go around and do stupid shit all the time. Like,
I was gonna
you
say,
are
was
a cop. You have to
mode?
Be good.
Yeah, basically. But it was cool because you had to, like, solve the mystery.
Yeah.
And you would, like, have to, like, tell if people were lying or not. So you would either pick, like, truth, lie, or
doubt.
Doubt. Yeah.
Doubt?
Yeah. That's where the
X to doubt.
Yeah, that's where the meme comes from.
Yeah. See, I was about to say that, but I was going to confuse it. I was confused with that was the game you said pay F to pay respects or press.
That's
F.
Another Call of Duty, I think, isn't it? That's Advanced Warfare or something.
I don't know.
At the funeral, I think.
The numbers, Mason. What do they mean?
What do they mean, Mason?
Now, obviously, you had your years of playing softball, but you know, life goes on. People go their different ways. You got married to your wife, Beth. And if you don't mind, can we talk about how you even started dating her? And I'm specifically talking about prom.
Yeah.
it's a great story.
At that point, I had never had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And this was like senior year of high school.
Which is crazy because, like, okay, back way before he knew you, Beth, okay? In like seventh grade, remember Alicia, right? Dude, she was all over you. She was obsessed with you. Alicia Lugo.
I don't remember what she
would always want a hug from you, and then you'd always just be like, okay.
Oh, you would Big League?
You don't remember her?
No.
I like that.
I'm usually really good with names and faces, but I, for some reason, I can't picture.
Dude, she would.
No, it's familiar. It's familiar, but.
Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, that's why I say it's crazy, because, dude.
I get to have my eyes on someone else.
She liked. Well, you didn't even know Beth yet. That was middle school.
No, no.
But the future knew. But, yeah, that's why I say it's crazy, because, dude, she really liked you.
Really?
Like, it was obvious.
Wow.
But yeah, I've been in that same spot. I remember Nina from high school. She had black hair.
Was she the one that sat next to us in like senior English? That Nina?
Yes.
Okay.
And then you and Riley were like, bro, she likes you. And I was like, what? No. But yeah, so Beth, how did you two meet and how did you two go to prom?
Well, we met sophomore year of high school. No. Yeah, sophomore. I think we're it was junior. Junior. We were juniors in high school.
Yeah.
We had a foods class together, and which Riley was actually in at first, but then
did he just switch out?
I don't know what happened to him.
He just phased.
I think he got switched out or something. I don't know.
That happens to sweater.
But we were in the same, it was basically split up into different kitchens.
Yeah.
Like, you know, five people per kitchen, and we were in the same kitchen with like, it was me, her, another girl, and two other people that didn't do anything at all.
Love it.
Oh, wasn't you got? I don't know if you remember Ricardo. I forget his last name.
No.
Well, he just kind of sit there and just kind of just look at us the whole time.
Would they just eat the food after y'all make it?
Yeah. Well, we did we had to make cookies, and they gave us.
That sounds so good right now.
Well, here's the catch. They didn't give us. They gave us the ingredients, but they didn't tell us how much of each ingredient. So we had to just guess.
Oh, your cookies came out just huge.
Was that like a part of the challenge?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were like try to emphasize how important it is to get the measurements right for each ingredient.
You know, I was supposed to take cooking in middle school with Miss Warren.
Yeah, she was nice. I had her.
Yeah, and I got transferred out because my grades weren't good enough, and I had to go to study hall for a period.
Wow. Study hall.
Yeah. And that's where I got detention.
That's
got
to be the easiest class, though.
Study it hall. Was. It was literally just do your work. That was the class. Like, for do your work for other classes.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
But, yeah, anyway, so we're in the same kitchen. So fast forward to senior high school. This is, like, probably about halfway through the semester.
It's towards the end of the year because that's around when prom's like towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and well, I guess it was trimesters at that point. But each trimester, sometimes people would get randomly switched out of classes.
Yeah,
which was kind of stupid. Now that I think about it, like how badly would that suck to just get transferred out of your class into a brand new one?
Yeah.
Anyway, that happened to her, and I guess when she walked in, she didn't know anybody except for me because we had a class together the previous year. So she sat next to me. And then we kind of started getting talking a little bit.
Oh, is this Mr.
Delphine?
His class?
Well, before him, I forget the lady's name, but she had a baby or something.
But you're talking about that class, right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So, okay, yeah, me and Sweater were in this class. Yeah, we had our little group of four in the back corner.
And so we kind of got talking.
Yeah.
Got each other's Snapchat back in the day.
Right on.
And this is right around prom. I was thinking about asking her to prom, but I had no confidence whatsoever, and I wasn't sure how to do it.
Been there.
And I was
even my date, I was like, and we had been like a thing for months, and I was like, I don't know if she'll want to go with me. She did. And your story, I think, is great on how you asked.
But I was just watching TV, and I happened to, and this would happen a lot. We'd be like Snapchatting each other and just of the TV of whatever we're watching. Yeah. And the picture I took literally showed a bear on it that said prom question mark. I'm like, no way.
It was a Sharpie commercial, right?
Yeah. I don't
what?
Even remember. So I sent that to her and she's like, oh, prom. Are you going? I'm like, well, I was kind of hoping you'd go with me.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember that line you dropped that night? That smooth line?
Yeah, yeah.
What was the smooth line?
So this was at prom.
Yeah.
We were standing in line for like a caricature or something, or I don't know, doing something. Who knows?
But yeah.
I'm like, oh, and she had her shoes off because she's wearing heels and, you know, it looks uncomfortable to wear for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, do you want me to hold your shoes for you? She's like, no, that's okay. And I'm like, do you want me to hold your hand?
Oh,
baller.
She's like, yes.
Dunked. Buzzer beater. Yeah. Buzzer beater.
And he hits the three, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Dude, that was smooth.
And then from then on,
Kids.
It's just
take notes.
I don't think I've ever asked. So, like, because obviously that was a prom date.
Yeah.
When did it go from prom date to girlfriend?
So prom was on my brother's birthday.
Oh.
You know, happy the weird birthday thing is when we first started like dating and stuff,
yeah,
I had the weirdest way of remembering what exactly happened on each day.
Uh huh.
All I would do is I'd be like, oh, what was the score of the Angels game? Oh, yeah, uh-huh. That was the score. So that was the day we did this.
Honestly, if I vlog a game, I can remember like everything about that game. But if I don't vlog a game, I like can't recall a thing.
Yeah, so I remember the day of prom. You can look this up on the, by
okay.
the way.
Okay.
May 31st is my brother's birthday. Angels lost 11-3 to the A's.
What year?
In 2014, the last year they were good.
2014. The last year we ever made
that was actually before they were even like in first place and doing good that year.
Yeah, it's really insane.
They were doing
holy decent. Shit. Oh my God. What the hell?
I'll put it on the screen. What?
Yo, yeah. You got it right.
Yeah, so. Oh my goodness. But it was like.
Hey, we were 30-25.
Yeah, so we were doing too bad. But anyway, it was a few weeks later in June. On June 17th, I think we made it official.
Good, a few days before my birthday, because that's my day.
Yeah, we didn't want to take that away from you.
Yeah. They were like,
or
nah,
sweater.
It can't be Austin or sweater.
No, no. But we've officially been together for over 10 years now, which is crazy.
That's wild, dude.
And
dude.
We've been married for seven. Dude. Or actually seven in September.
Time flies.
I can't, like for me, I can't like process that. Like, does it feel like 10 years to you since we were in high school?
It's crazy, no.
No.
It's just gone by so fast.
Well, in the honor of Captain America, are you guys going to go to your 10-year reunion?
Well, here's what I learned. I was kind of excited because, you know, I want to see what people are up to nowadays.
You just want
to
stunt on them.
A little bit.
As you should.
What you know, maybe there's some fine honeys that I found fine back then.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I'm
they
like.
They could still be available.
They could. They totally could. Yeah. And I found out that it's pretty much all invites through, do you know? Through ASB. And I'm like, from your year.
Oh.
And I'm like, bro, I didn't talk to anybody from ASB, bro. Like,
they're probably gonna hit you up, though.
Oh, dude, we're in it right now. Shouldn't we have heard of now?
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like reunions are later on. Which, good point, though. You are right. It is the end of the year.
Yeah. It is our 10-year reunion.
I saw a post from one of our old classmates. Do you know Kyle Golden?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, he's like, so is anyone gotten like an invite to this? Are we having a reunion type of thing?
I would love to know, honestly.
I saw his posts, and I'm like, well, shit, are we? I haven't heard anything.
Like, are those even things anymore? Like, yeah. Was it just something I heard in movies my whole life?
It's over Zoom.
Like, oh, God.
Hey, guys, optional Zoom, you know, reunion.
I mean, hey, man, I already graduated college from Zoom, so... Sick.
Same dope. Here, basically.
Yeah. I was on the downstairs couch.
Yeah.
So nice. Great. But yeah, man, time really does fly. Do you remember all the games we'd play? Like lunch, I guess?
Behind the back game?
That's the first one I thought of, the behind the back game.
You know what I remember doing? Remember when we had freshman year of high school, we had that animation class?
Yes.
Remember how we were doing that animation of us like hitting a ball or something, but we really just took that opportunity to go to the baseball field and just hit the ball.
This is the stop motion one.
Yeah.
You guys just recorded yourself playing ball.
So we had to do a stop motion animation, like a real life stop motion animation. And so we did one. We're like, oh, we're gonna do stop motion baseball. So we like went to the baseball field. We phased through the fence to rob a home run. Remember? So, like, we took a picture in front of the fence, then took a picture behind the fence, and then, like, robbed the home run. I wonder where those are all at. Everything exists on the internet. Like, it's
Did
got...
Did we have to post those to YouTube?
I don't remember. No, it was that weird Acme website, remember?
Acme?
Yeah.
Yeah, but... Yeah, and then so we literally... Oh. And then remember we were flying? We, like, would jump every picture? Yeah. And so we just like,
yeah.
And then, yeah, we took that. It was literally go out and like take photos and make a stop motion. So we just went to the baseball field.
Man, I'm jealous. I had band. So granted, I could wander whenever I want. Uh-huh. Dude, I always saw people in photography just taking off for like two periods.
Yeah.
I always saw them with the camera like, we're doing school stuff. I'm like, no, you're not. You're shooting a leaf. Relax.
You look like a light bulb turned on. Like you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you remember our teacher for that?
Mr. Ike?
Yeah.
He looks just like the old man from Mr. Up. Or from from Up.
Yeah. I wonder if he's still alive.
He looks like a Mr. Carl.
He was an interesting guy, always pronouncing people's names wrong. And
he was a typical, like, boomer. Like,
yeah.
Was he like, what's your name?
There was a funny story with me and Riley in that. We were doing, like, there was, so basically the layout of the classroom. You're talking about the fight? Yeah, yeah. So layout of the classroom. Fight? There's, like, a big room with a bunch of tables. Huge. And there's basically two additional small rooms in the big classroom where you would do your animations.
So if you don't know how animating is done, or at least old school animating, we'd use that room really for nothing, I feel like. The big room with all the tables. But the two small rooms had this thing called a light box. And so you get your, like, 100 pieces of paper, and you would draw, like, a stick figure and say you want him to jump over a rock or something. And so you draw him. Then you'd go to the next page, and you'd obviously have the light shining all the way through, so you know what the last one looked like.
Yeah.
And you would draw him a little more over and a little more over and over and over and over. And then once you scan it all in, it goes, whee!
It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
But
so they were in that room.
Yeah, so me and Riley were in there. We were doing our, I don't know if we were doing it, like, if we had a group project or if I was just in there with him, but
yeah.
There was this other guy.
Isaiah.
Isaiah, who Riley didn't really get along with because he was kind of a douchebag.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of people didn't. He was just a jerk.
Yeah. But he Riley is sitting in a chair, and he comes up from behind him and starts, like, humping him. And Riley's like, dude, stop. And he wasn't stopping. So Riley kind of shoves him, like, into a wall or something, and it makes this big, like, and Mr. Ike's like, hey, what's going on in there? And then Isaiah, like, picks up a piece of paper, and he's like, oh, this piece of paper fell. And he's like, oh, okay.
Like, we're talking literally, like,
what happened?
Probably louder.
Piece of paper?
Yeah, honestly, probably louder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know for a fact he didn't want to deal with it, though. I've had a teacher, dude, a teacher once, some guy was trying to rap battle another student. And he was like, what's going on here? He's like, I'm asking him questions about math. Bro, we were in human anatomy. What are we talking about math in human anatomy for?
I mean, and going back to the games we used to play, behind the back game, I'll give you one hint. What do you think the game was, bro?
You have to hide something behind your foot.
No.
Actually, not even close.
Literally, it was a tennis ball, right? That we played with.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, you literally just catch it and throw it behind the back, and if you messed up, you were out. And you'd go, and that was it. That was our daily lunch activity after we ate our food.
Yeah.
But there was that. Do you remember when I don't know what we were doing. Remember those berries? And then they had, the theater arts had, like, that set they built out of, like, wood. And remember we were, like, pelting them at it? We were dicks, bro. And then one of the girls in theater yelled at us. Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
So you know our bowl, right?
Yeah.
Remember the second bowl that was smaller?
I remember that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where it was. And then she got, like, pissed because she was in theater. And we were just like,
honestly, I would be too.
Yeah. I don't know why we thought it was okay.
Dude. Like,
we're just like, oh, it's just a thing.
It's,
like,
not our thing. So, like,
it's not our thing, but we're just going to fuck
it. Yeah.
It was like just, like, little fruits that would fall off the tree, and we would just.
Dude.
Yeah, we were kind of jerks.
Yeah.
Remember grad night, how we couldn't bring in our phone?
Yeah, that was weird.
Do you remember what I did?
Did you put it in your shoe?
Yeah.
You know what girls did?
Put it in their bra. Yeah.
Of course.
They're not going to search that.
Obviously. But I remember I was like, because Mikey got caught because he just put it in his sock. And I was like,
down your guys' sock?
Yes. I don't know why we weren't allowed to have our phone. It was weird. And we had to stay there until, like, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
They took away. What? Oh, dude, not even my
story about that. We can talk about it a little bit later.
I was just going to say how I got mine in. I just put it in my shoe. I didn't put all my weight on it, so I limped. And they were like, oh, are you injured? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I play baseball. And I got my phone in, but I had to keep it in the bag they gave us, like, the whole time. So, like, anytime I wanted to look at it, I had to be like, all right, guys, it's 11 p.m.
What'd you guys do again?
It was at our high school.
Yeah.
Oh, were you going to talk about the Frisbee game?
No, but I did win that.
We tied.
You won a Frisbee game?
No, I won.
They both gave us prizes because they gave me a mug, too.
I think it was between me and you.
It was between me and you.
Which was pretty cool.
But, yeah, you did win.
Yeah. I was just going to go off on a tangent about the Angels score that day.
Go ahead. Bro, let me look it up.
2-1 in 14 innings. That was the game with the Cespedes throw. You remember that?
Oh, Fireball was at that day? Game. Fireball was sitting right where Cespedes threw it, basically.
Really?
And he said, "Well, that's a good throw." What's the date? 2014.
Shoot, I can't remember the date.
Oh.
But I just remember it was grad night.
Oh. But yeah, I remember that night.
Wait, what day was your grad night?
I don't remember. We don't know. Like June.
It had to be 13th
June. Or something. I don't know.
Oh, you're like super close.
15th.
No.
What is it?
I think we're down. June 10th.
Okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, that grad night, the Frisbee game, obviously, you know, there's tons. Did you have a grad night at your high school?
No. Dear God, no. We're not you guys. What?
We had two. We had one at Disney and one at school.
You had two?
Yeah.
Man, we didn't have that. We had like a senior sunset at the beginning of the year and then a senior sunrise.
We get up to watch the sunset?
See, you watch the sunset together and then you watch the sunrise go
one last time.
With breakfast and then with like...
Do you remember them offering us that?
No.
Neither do I.
The Disney thing or what?
The Disney I remember, but also I don't remember why. We didn't go.
I did not.
Well, the sunset and the sunrise thing were events within the school.
Yeah, I know. But it's like a common thing among high schools.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, because Bobby and all them did it too.
I thought it was my school.
I guess we're just different.
Yeah, I guess we don't get to watch it one last time all together.
No. But
which is honestly kind of poetic because I haven't seen like half those people. No, almost
you
all those,
seen.
Yeah,
any of them.
Like so, I guess it would have been nice. But
out of the 700 people that were at like were in my class, I probably see like 10.
Yeah,
20.
Yeah.
On a good year, maybe like 20, 25.
Yeah, you probably see zero.
I see a grand total of maybe
zilch.
One or two a year when I come back to California to visit.
And they're me and somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see a lot of Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
who uses that anymore?
What were we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about grad night. But my school only had the grad night at Disneyland. But we were there from like, I think, 4 or 5 in the afternoon till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I remember they always go late. I don't know why we didn't choose to go to the Disney one. Do you know? We didn't go.
No,
I don't remember why.
I bet you guys were in that same mindset of, oh, dude, it's just Disney.
Maybe.
Ugh, like, we can go anytime we want. I'm pretty sure it's that because I had that same mindset. And then all of my friends last minute were, yo, are you going to go to grad night? And I was like, I had my ticket ready, bitch.
But at the one we did go to at the high school, there was a game where they had two lines of about 15 people, basically.
Yeah.
Going one this way, one this way. And you'd get thrown a Frisbee and you had to catch it and hang on to it. And if you caught like 5 and then you get the 6th one and you drop one, you're out.
Okay.
So we're on opposite sides. And I'm literally thinking too, I'm like, how crazy would it be if it came down to me and Taylor? And it comes down to me and Taylor. And what we have like 10 in our hand, maybe, like trying to hold on to.
It's quite a bit.
And I remember in that moment too, because like we weren't the popular kids. We weren't the nerdy bottom of the barrel kids. We were kind of in the middle. Huh?
Damn.
What?
Oh, I just cheap shot, man. Not to me, but
oh, like damn.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sure they're doing well now. They're probably making more money than everybody here.
Yeah.
But we were like in the middle.
Yeah.
And so it kind of, to me in that moment, because all eyes were on me and you, I was like, look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us. We got like our moment. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
People finally knew who we were.
Yeah. For catching Frisbees.
Yeah.
There it is.
But yeah, man, that's 10 years is just wild to me. And throughout all these years, you've gotten married and you've had two kids.
Yes.
Reed and Elliot. How did you decide on those names?
Wasn't easy.
No.
Basically, do you like this name? No. Okay. Do you like this name? No. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted our kids to have names that weren't like super out there,
uh-huh.
But like weren't like the most common names ever.
Yeah.
So we...
Like you're not trying to make another Maria.
Not.
You're not trying to make another
or,
like Tom.
John.
Or like whatever Elon Musk's baby's name was.
Asher A26.
Yeah. Didn't want one of those.
But no Johns either.
No Johns.
Yeah.
Actually, that's probably not a very common name anymore. I don't know.
No, it's
like,
very
for,
common.
For kids, though?
Oh, I feel like everyone's like a Styler now or shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we came up with Reed, and we're like, hey, I like that name.
Yeah.
And my wife's like, sure, I like that name too. Elliot's a little bit easier because we'd already gone through that.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, we kind of like this name.
Well, somebody else had a suspicion on why you chose Reed and Elliot.
Mr. Padre Fan.
He asked me this before, and I was like, I don't think so.
Did you or your wife ever watch Scrubs?
The TV show
Scrubs. The medical show Scrubs.
I never did, no.
The reason I ask is because the third like main doctor, her name is Elliot Reed.
Really?
I swear. Yeah. So I was like, it's Reed spelled R-E-I-D though.
Oh, yeah.
So I was very curious to know, like, are you guys fans or did you guys ever watch it?
No.
That's all.
No, I've never watched it.
That was the only suspicion. It's a great show.
Sorry to let you down.
Nah, not at all. Not at all, young boy.
Yes.
The bad breath.
Yeah.
Now I got to ask, what are some of the differences you see between your first kid and your second kid?
Well, Reed, he's three now.
Mm-hmm.
Just turned three in April.
Yeah.
Fun fact, he was born on 4/3/2/1.
Mm-hmm. No.
And that wasn't even planned. That was just like.
That's just awesome.
Yeah.
That's sick.
But he's kind of a weird kid. Like he's sense that, I mean, he's really cautious with things,
mm-hmm.
which. It's like a firstborn kid type of thing.
Yeah.
But he hates getting messy.
Wait, so if you tell him, like, go play in the dirt, he's like,
Here's the thing. He'll get dirty.
Yeah.
But if he gets, like, a drop of ranch on his finger, wipe my hand. Yeah.
What about, obviously, you know, there was some time where it was just Reed and he was the first.
Mm-hmm.
What differences for you? Did you notice, like, with your first kid and your second kid, like, dealing with it and, like, being a dad?
Well, I guess with Reed, it was easy in the sense that there was two of us.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, 2-on-1.
Yeah.
But now we're 2-on-2.
They've evened the odds.
So you can't slack off anymore. You got to have one adult and one kid at all times.
Yeah.
So,
with Reed being older, have you noticed any specific interest from him yet?
Well, he really likes cartoons.
As every kid.
I mean,
love that.
I don't think he's really, like, developed any, like, big, like, oh, he's starting to get into baseball. Like, no, yeah. Not yet. We've taken him to minor league games, and he kind of pays attention. He'd rather see the mascot than the actual,
The bee?
Yeah, he loves the bee.
The busy bees.
Yeah, I actually took a picture of him
with the
bee.
Hell yeah.
Dope.
Yeah.
And he's just holding the bee's hand, all smiling.
Mm.
So he likes riding. There's a train that's there. He likes riding the train. There's little playgrounds there. He likes playing on the playground.
Of course.
But he doesn't really have like anything that he's into quite yet. I'm hoping baseball.
Yeah, like crossing your fingers.
Yeah, open baseball. But... we'll see.
Well, speaking of baseball, for you personally, I know you want to complete all 30 ballparks, a dream that every baseball fan wants to achieve.
Yes, yes.
How many do you have under your belt? I know it's a good amount.
Well, technically 9. What? I did have 10 when the Rangers were playing in their old ballpark.
How do you subtract one?
Well, because they got the new stadium.
Yeah, that's fine. You went to it.
Well, I guess,
to see a Rangers game,
yeah,
right?
But I got to go back now and see the new stadium.
Yeah, but that just counts as another one.
Okay, well, I've been to 10.
Because I've done that, too.
Oh, yeah?
I count both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, because
I literally had, like, a little scratch-off thing that's, like, scratch-off when you made a new stadium.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been to that new one yet.
Well, I'll show you in my hallway right here. I have a map of the United States with all the baseball stadiums, and I just put 2 stickers on Texas.
Okay.
So, count them both. Anywhere you see a ballpark, you count it. You don't subtract it.
All right.
Like when I finish, I'm going to have 31 because I went to the old Texas.
Okay.
And then when Vegas A's come around, 32.
Yeah.
Sacramento A's, 33. There
you go.
Sacramento A's is crazy.
Well, they're going to play there for 3 years.
Yeah.
So. Do you not know this?
I thought that was just a rumor. So they're going to play in Sacramento and then go to Vegas?
For their temporary while they're building the Vegas
stadium. Well, there's a rumor they're going to play in Salt Lake, too.
Really?
Because I don't know if you guys know this, but the Bees are opening a brand new stadium next year, 2025.
Oh, wow.
That's 5 minutes away from my house, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
It's not in downtown at all.
So you're loving that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just like, you're going to be there all the time.
Like, sweet.
Are they just like Angels tickets? Are they pretty dang cheap?
Yes.
Yeah. Like home plate is like $30, right?
Probably.
I would hope so. Well, what are three you want to do that you haven't done yet?
Well, I'm not going to say like the classic ballparks because that's obvious, but
okay.
Three that kind of stuck out to me, probably Pittsburgh.
Dude, top of the line. Beautiful.
Baltimore.
I want to go to Baltimore so bad.
Plus, the team is really fun
rocking
to watch
right now. I want to go to Baltimore. You know the bird bath?
Yes.
I want to sit in the bird bath so
bad. You
got to
get Mr. Bird Bath on the podcast.
Dude, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And then I'll feed our hose through this window. And anytime Mobo yells like bird bath or something, we'll just.
There you go.
Totally just won't mess up all the equipment or anything. Nah, like
no, we're gonna aim right through the ring light. Just directly through.
I want to go so bad and sit in the bird bath.
Yeah.
Okay. So number three? And
probably Philly. Honestly, the team is great as well, but it just looks like a cool place to go see a game.
It's pretty cool. I've only been there the one time in 2017. I don't know. I don't know why. My first like 20 years of life, my memory doesn't really retain. But since that, everything like I remember pretty good and I have a great memory of. I don't know.
Weird. Like you're losing your memories from 10 to like 20?
No, like I don't remember like certain things, or there's like things that other kids did when they were growing up that I didn't do. And I'm like, I wonder why I didn't do that. Like, I don't know, but I want to end on just a fun little. Oh, well, Mobo's got to hit record on the camera one last time for y'all, but let me explain. And it was the phone this time. I think we'll do this for podcast going forward, as long as I can find a new one every single time going forward. But I see John Boy do stuff like this all the time. So between you two, you get three strikes together. So be careful. Don't answer too fast between each other.
Okay.
According to Yelp reviews, what is the top five worst MLB stadiums?
Top five?
Top five.
Well, worst.
I know two.
Ooh.
Two's got it. I mean, you got to put Oakland and Tampa there. That's got to be.
Okay. Oakland's one. Tampa's two.
Okay.
Okay. These are out of 5 stars, Yelp reviews. Oakland has a 3.2, and Tampa has a 3.4.
It's not even that bad. I really don't think Tampa's that bad. The parking lot is small, and it's impossible to get out.
Great.
But the stadium itself, it's not that bad.
Sounds like Honda Center.
I mean, I was there once.
Same. So. I mean, I'm going there in August. So, and honestly, I had that thought of it's bad, but as the years have gone by, I'm like, it doesn't look like it's horrendous. Like, I think Tampa Native's main problem is it's weird and out of the way, and it's not really Tampa located.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so I think that's why they don't like it. But, yeah, the Oakland one, the 3.2 out of 5 stars, is 1,028 reviews.
Dude.
Tampa is 443, and they got a 3.4. So there are three other ones.
Okay.
So you guys get 3 strikes combined, or between
combined,
both of you.
Yes.
Okay.
So
DPF, what are we thinking, brother?
So you're batting 2 for 2 so far.
I have a feeling.
Uh-huh. I'll say one more is kind of obvious. The other two are kind of like, really?
One more is obvious.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's all like subjective. Yeah. It's the problem.
Well, but it's also hundreds of reviews that have gotten it to this point.
You know what? Can I throw out one, Taylor?
Go ahead.
By all means.
I'm going to just throw one in the dark. Milwaukee Brewers.
No. Strike one.
Oh, strike one.
You know, that's what I was like thinking for the wild card.
No. I don't think it was anywhere near, honestly.
No?
Dude.
Oh, Milwaukee's cool. It's a nice place.
For some reason, guaranteed right field is just popping up for me.
The team is terrible. However, it did not make the bottom five.
Are you serious?
Everyone hates that place from what I've...
Oh, sorry. Strike two. Sorry, I just thought of another one. Easy. Comerica Park.
Why is that
and
easy?
And you have just struck out.
Damn, I thought I dunked that shit.
Dude, have you seen Comerica Park?
It looks nice.
No.
Maybe.
Like, no.
So a fella just said, I'm going to say it.
It's
obvious.
There's a giant tiger outside. There's a Ferris wheel.
See, I didn't know.
There's a mini Coney Island.
Bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that.
And you just tried to mark it as one of the worst ballparks.
I'm not saying that.
Anyways, well, now I'll say them. The third worst is one you've been to. It's also in Florida.
Oh, Marlins Park?
Marlins.
It's because nobody goes there, but that stadium's nice.
So from the outside, to me, it just looks like a giant block of cement. But the inside's really nice.
Yeah.
And I hate that they got rid of the statue. I love that it's still there.
Yeah.
But it should still be in left center.
Well, when I went there, they still had the statue in there.
You lucky
Damn.
When I did it, it was nothing. Yeah. It was a bar. When you went, did somebody homer?
Yeah.
You lucky mother.
Yeah.
So you got to see the swordfish go, wee!
I saw a Stanton home run.
Ooh!
I saw an AJ Ellis home run.
Wow.
And bring back memories. Yeah, he was on the Marlins.
I know. That's why I said random.
And I think Miguel Rojas, I think he was playing for them at the time.
Maybe the apparent clubhouse cancer, according to Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah. Whenever he gets a hit, though, the Dodgers win.
Yep. But, I'll be shocked if this is like the one Stanton home run I have in my head. Did you see the one where he roped it down the left field line and hit the scoreboard that was in left field?
That was like the iconic Stanton home run in that ballpark.
I know.
Against the Rock. That was when it first opened.
Is that the one you saw?
No.
Oh, okay.
That was, dude, we were still in high school.
Yeah, I know.
You're thinking of the Grand Slam, right?
I don't know.
He broke the scoreboard.
Yeah. Or his 59th that went right down the right field line and somehow it got out.
Yeah, that one was weird.
Yeah.
I was not there for that.
But yeah, that's number three. Okay. That is 3.5 with only 97 reviews.
Well, there you go.
It still has a chance.
Yeah.
So not number totally the fourth. So this is where I'm like, really? The fourth worst ballpark. This one really threw me for a loop. Globe Life Field, apparently.
I've heard it looks like a barbecue. Have you seen?
Well, I guess the outside.
Yeah.
It looks like a barbecue. Yeah. Funny.
But that was so shocking to me because it's new.
Yeah.
And I'm like, already deemed the fourth worst by Yelp review?
People are haters, bro. You can't please a Yelper. That's first and
I
foremost.
I will say, because you went to Old Texas, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Old Texas was beautiful. You could go on the center field berm. The big white, outfield, the buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved it.
Looked like little arches or something. It was kind of cool.
It's still there.
Yeah.
It's literally right next to it. But, yeah, I couldn't believe that. 3.5 out of 157 reviews. I was quite shocked. And the fifth worst ballpark is not in this country. It is Toronto. Oh.
I was kind of thinking of that one after we struck out.
Yeah. Because somebody just felt so confident in Comerica Park.
Man, let me be. I'm surprised Rogers Center's getting hate. I liked it a lot.
Well, it looks nice now, but what it used to look like, especially when they had the turf in the infield, it just looked old and weird. And
I guess.
It looks nice now.
Also, 3.5 with 339 reviews.
No.
But I was shocked, not going to lie, on Globe Life and Rogers Center. But, yeah. So there you go. You guys did not get a hit on that. But if you guys have any other kind of ideas like that, go ahead and leave them in the comments. And thank you, Taylor, DPF, HPF, LPF, for joining us.
Thank you to Poof.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Poof. And proving to the people you're not mute.
Not mute.
Did a whole podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Keep talking. I love hearing that voice.
If that doesn't prove it, I don't know what will. Mm-hmm. And if you want to keep listening to us, hear our voices in your beautiful little ears, then you can get the audio on Spotify at 2 p.m. And?
Ladies and gentlemen, the video goes up Fridays, 2 p.m. on YouTube. So make sure to have that notification bell on. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you subscribe to Austin.
Yep. On my channel, yeah. Austin Kleschka. Also, it's on Apple. I left out Apple. And I'm debating posting it earlier. I think we might do that. Because, I feel like 2 p.m. is middle of the day and people have already started their day. So maybe, what do you guys think? A 7 a.m. or something like that? Wake up and...
I'd like a 9. I feel like 9, everyone's already kind of going at it.
Yeah, for West Coast, it'd be 7. But, for most of the other country, 9 and 10.
I think 9
West Coast. No, but see, then I just realized that means when this goes up for the East Coast, it's up at 5 p.m. Your day's over.
They're driving home and listening to you.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. What do you guys prefer? If you made it to the end of this, we really want your input. I know a lot of people don't make it to the very end, but if you are, we need that input.
Let us know, people.
Yeah. And thank you once again. We will see y'all in episode number 76.